Good morning, Brookings. Hi, Emily Ports. How are you this lovely day?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Beautiful outside. And it's time for our second episode ever of the FOMO show. Do you want to tell everybody real quick what FOMO means, just so we catch everybody up?
Okay, FOMO is the fear of missing out.
Oh, I have it though.
Okay. Yeah. So before we get to the meat and potatoes of the FOMO show.
She's so excited.
I have a dad joke.
She's so excited about this.
I have a dad joke. Okay. So what did the drummer call his twin daughters?
What?
And a one and a two.
Oh, ba-dum-dum. I like that. That's right. Nice. That's a good way to start your Monday, right?
Okay, kind of corny, kind of fun. So let's get started here. Let's talk about what did you do this last week?
Okay, so yeah, just to hit some highlights, I had a pretty fun weekend. So Thursday we did Downtown and Sundown together.
We did.
It was lovely. It was a little tinge smoky, but it was okay. Had some cool beverages. The band was actually amazing.
The band was good. Yeah.
I really enjoyed them. They were a really fantastic cover band. So we'll talk about what's coming to Downtown at Sundown coming up soon. But then I spent some time at the lake and just chilled with my friends and had a relaxing
Saturday.
Yeah, and then yesterday was beautiful. Like,
it was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So another thing I wanted to touch on, we did 1 million cups together.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Or as I say, 9 million
yes,
cups.
Yes, we did 1 million cups for the FOMO show to let everybody know that we are looking for submissions of events to talk about. So help us help you.
Okay, so here we go.
Kind of a big week.
It's a big week.
I mean, for me personally, there's a lot going on this week.
Yeah, me as well.
Because it's August, right? Did you know that? Like, we blinked and it was August.
Holy cow.
I think I woke up on Saturday and went, wait, what? It's August?
I think I did the same thing. And then I was like, oh no, summer is ending.
So, yeah, it's August is crunch time, right?
It is.
Got to get all the fun in before school.
Yeah.
So tell us something about this week. What's going on?
Well, on tomorrow morning at 8:30, there's this there's a Brookings County Commission meeting.
Yep, if you're into politics, there you go.
But in addition to that, we have a national night out.
You know, that's kind of a big deal.
So I saw a little bit about it, but I don't really know
so
a lot
this
about
has
that.
Actually been a big thing in Brookings for years since I moved here. I've been surprised how the communities embrace it. It is a national kind of holiday thing. But people do get out. You're encouraged just to get outside, grab the family, turn off the TV and all the Wi-Fi, and head to Pioneer Park where people just kind of throw frisbees and have picnics. And
oh, I love that.
It's just a night to get out. And our weather's beautiful.
Yeah, like, I love that. That's a great idea.
Beautiful.
So also on Tuesday, 5 p.m., the Chamber annual celebration at Club 71.
Yes.
And also Taste of
Brookings is part
of
that.
Brookings.
So I will actually be there. My chef at the country club where I work is competing. So I'm going to go help him and cheer him on. And yeah, that's an event put on by the Chamber. We've missed it the last couple years due to COVID. So I'm really happy to see stuff like this coming back. And
it's kind of a reprise.
Yeah.
And I like that they added it to that Chamber National that annual event.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good deal.
I love this event. So
Trivia Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, Wooden Legs Trivia Tuesday. Then Wednesday is 1 million cups again.
Yes.
And if you don't know, they meet every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
At 9 a.m. Right now it's at Hillcrest Park, but they have a different business, vendor, entrepreneur, nonprofit speak every week. It's really lovely to connect with people for this free outside event, and you have coffee and you just kind of network a little bit.
Yeah. And of course, for information on that, you can always look at the website for 1 million cups.
And they have a Facebook presence as well. They always market that as an event, so you can
always
see who's
indeed
coming. And then Wednesday night, you and I have plans.
What?
Bingo.
Oh my gosh. That's
We're
right.
We're calling bingo this week.
We are Wednesday and Friday.
Us, me, Emily, and Carrie Westland call bingo 1 week out of the month. They do have bingo every Wednesday and Friday if you want to go support that.
They do.
If you want to see us in person, Wednesday night, 7 to 9, and Friday night, 7 to 9.
Cheapest beer in town.
Oh, cheapest beer in town, for sure. And the entertainment is free.
Yeah, we do have the
entertainment. We can pay you to be there if you win.
I'm not paying anybody to be there. They should pay me to call.
They don't, though.
I know they don't. It's a good time, though. And there's other bingo events, too. I think Wooden Legs has, Eponymous has, and then the bowling alley also has adult bingo
for
those
Westland calls that as well.
That are wanting to venture out and
naughty.
Do something a little bit risque.
The naughty. And then Downtown Sundown.
Yes, the Devin Worley Band this week.
Yeah, they're a little bit folky country, I think. I don't know them, but I'm excited to hear a different band. I don't think we've had them before at Downtown at Sundown. So that's always refreshing and new, and we're just blessed that we have this event that brings in talent where we can enjoy that outside. And the weather, again, this whole week looks amazing. So
I do. I think it's supposed to be a little less smoky this week.
Yes,
as
and
well.
A little less humid and a little breezy. I don't know, just mid-80s is my jam. That's nice. And then you put a little sweatshirt on at Downtown at Sundown.
I like it.
I love it.
I like it.
I love it. What about Friday? There's so much going on. Where do we
Friday.
Start?
Friday. The Brookings Farmers Market isn't on Friday. That's on Saturday.
Is it on Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's a Saturday
that's
event.
A typo.
But the garden party is going on all weekend long this weekend at Macquarie
kind of
Gardens.
Kind a big deal.
It's a very big deal. And if you haven't been to the gardens recently, they are absolutely spectacular.
Well, they're
right
in their
now.
Prime right now,
they,
right?
Got they a little are rain. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then with that, they're doing yoga at 10:30 there. And then they do have a whole calendar of events if you go to their website.
They do.
And I think their website is through SDSU. So you might just Google Macquarie Gardens for that. And then we have bingo on Friday again with
bingo.
Us.
Oh, my gosh.
And then all weekend, tell them.
Pickle Fest.
It's kind of a big dill.
Dill. So that takes place in Aurora.
Yes,
I think it's an annual event. The Aurora Events Committee puts that on, and I don't have a website or a schedule
no,
for
there
it.
No, there is one. Just go on Facebook. It's a Facebook event. It'll be all weekend, Pickle Fest. I did look at the schedule. It starts off with like a karaoke, and they have their rummage sales all weekend. It is an entire community-involved event. The schedule's massive. It's just kind of packed. So go to Facebook, find the event. It is Pickle Fest in Aurora, and I am excited. And if you have feedback on if you go, you know, go to our little form. Where do they find where to contact us?
Oh, yeah. You go to brookingsradio.com. Right on the front page now, there's a FOMO show.
Yep.
So we're super easy to find.
Yep. So feedback is always appreciated. And then you love to talk about the theater.
I do love the theater. So Brookings Community Theater is still got another weekend here of A Funny Thing Happened on the way to the Forum. Of course, that's going to take place at the PAC, STSU Performing Arts Center out there. BrookingsCommunityTheater.com. I think tickets are around $12 to $15, depending on how close or far away you want to sit and where you're at in the studio there. But I've talked to a couple people who have gone. They've said that it's absolutely spectacular.
Oh, good.
Mike Thompson's the director out there. He always does a pretty nice job there.
Well, good. Yeah. That's good to hear. And then there's a state baseball tournament, so expect lots of littles running around, right?
Littles are a little bit bigger.
Are they?
Yeah.
Go up to high school?
I think it's the state tournament, so that's Bob Sheldon Field out there, and I think that there's going to be quite a few out there for
that's
that.
That's good. They'll get to use that new revised field. And then you and I kind of have a big day on Saturday.
Oh, the Babcat Backers Golf Tourney.
Yeah, this is near and dear to our hearts. I'm on the backer board. This is our annual golf event. It's a tremendous amount of fun. We're out at the country club yet again. This is actually, do you know how many years we've been doing this?
I think this is our fourth. Well, no, I don't know about the backers.
The backers.
I don't know about that.
21 years.
Oh, my
that
stars.
We've had this tournament. Yes.
That's, and...
And it sells out, and it's just to support our kids and our athletes and just every little Brookings athlete that we have. So join in the fun if you want to come out. I think we have one team left for sale. So reach out to thebobcatbackers.com for more info on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep. And then on Sunday all day, there's a parent-child tournament also at the Brookings.
Yep, right afterwards at BCC, you can golf with your kiddo. So support your kids and then golf with your kids. A lot of people do both, so that's fun. And then this is the time when you get your phones out and get your calendars out, because Emily's going to tell you some of the super cool things coming in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks. So, again, we've got the Willie Nelson concert. Now, this has been the canceled event that's coming back.
Yeah.
So I assume that it'll be kind of a chill event if you know Willie Nelson at all.
Wait, what?
I feel like he's just real low key. And
he's pretty relaxed. He's a pretty mellow fellow.
Very relaxed. So that, of course, is at the Swiftel Center. Prices vary. I think there's still plenty of tickets available
and
for
I'm
y'all.
And I'm just excited to have a big concert again, right? That's refreshing,
for sure.
And it's good for our community. So.
The Children's Museum is going to be hosting a Kids Mystery Dinner Theater, of course.
I think that's so fun.
I do, too.
Yeah, I love that.
Glow Golf at the Brookings Country Club is going to be going on. That's going to be a nine-hole glow-in-the-dark golf tournament.
Super stoked about this event. This is my fun. There are still tickets left. You can go to brookingscc.com to register. It's also a Facebook event. This is a party bus that picks you up at the Wild Hare, takes you to play golf. We feed you. And it's at night, and the balls glow in the dark. So I'm excited about
that. I think there's going to be a lot of things glowing
in the
dark
ever,
that night.
First ever glow golf.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So another something I'm really excited about, Sean Leary's coming back to Wooden Legs.
I know, and he is so funny.
He is hysterical.
We saw him like 3 years ago?
It was a few years ago, yeah.
And it was, hilarious. I highly recommend it.
I do too. He seriously puts on a really good show. Tickets for that are $25. I think you can register on Facebook or probably hit up Wooden Legs and they can probably help you out with
that. Yes, exactly. And there's like VIP seating, I think. And they're just really kind of going out of their box on this one. And I love it.
Yeah. And then looking really far ahead on the 14th, they have Putts for Paws at Edgebrook. Of course, this is going to help the Brookings Humane's animal
shelter.
Humane
society. It's a good cause. I think there's still teams for sale. They do this again every year. So we're just trying to give you time to buy your tickets and get registered. And then
Soggy Doggy Days will come up, too.
Oh, I know. I think that's on the 15th or 16th.
Is it?
I saw it on my calendar.
Kind of the last day that the pool closes. And
I want to do that, actually. Mm-hmm. It's fun. So let's talk a minute about how the public that's listening or watching can help us improve our show and give us feedback.
Are you talking about FOMO Nation?
Oh, yes. We are talking to our FOMO Nation right now. Do you guys like that name?
I do.
From now on, you're the FOMO Nation.
FOMO Nation.
FOMO Nation. We have a FOMO Facebook page now in an effort to streamline our videos to all be in one place. So it's a brand new baby page, and we would love you to follow it so that you can just kind of tune in at your leisure and watch us live. You see behind the scenes. And you don't have to see us or listen to us on the radio. If you happen to be at work, you can catch it at night. So that is FOMO page on Facebook. And there's a button at the top that says contact us. That makes it super easy to give us your events to talk about.
Yeah. In addition to that, don't forget to log on to brookingsradio.com. Yep. Hit the FOMO show button and log your events there. That is really the best way for us to get that information and be able to talk about those events and share those with you.
Which is the nuts and bolts of our show, right?
Absolutely.
So, again, thanks for watching. Thank you for the support. I have to say, the support has been impressive.
It has. It's been so fun.
I didn't think that this would take off quite as quickly as it did, and just being around town after the first show. I don't know, Emily, how your experiences have been, but a lot of people have thanked us and talked about it, and I just really love our community for that reason.
I do too.
I feel supported and blessed, and Brookings Radio is really the champion behind all of it for giving us microphones. Because why?
Scary and delightful all at the same time.
And we promise to keep our content current and coming. Just help us help you. Follow, like, share. It was a joy. It's a joy talking to you guys.
Tune in next week for another dad joke.
Oh, I love it. And submit your dad jokes in the comments.
Yes.
Yay!
I'm always looking for a good dad joke.
Thank you, Emily. This was a pleasure.
Bye-bye, Kim.
Bye.
See y'all next week. Right on. Right on.